Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU women's hockey team, Jim Scanlon. And last night, a 3-1 win over St. Cloud State. Your senior captain, Christine Grenier, recorded 2 assists. She leads by example, doesn't she, coach?
Oh, she certainly does, Kelly. That's a great way to put it. She just comes out and works hard. You know, she's kind of what Beaver hockey's all about. She works hard. She's both ends of the ice, back checks like crazy. She's willing to block shots. She always puts the team first, and I've just really been impressed with her, not only as a player, but as a person as well. She's an outstanding young lady.
She's just so even keel out there, too, and she'll do anything, like you said, for her team. I know, even crashed the net a couple of times last night trying to get a goal.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's the way that line plays. It's the way she plays. You know, she's just a real hard-nosed player that is not afraid to go into those dirty areas, those gritty areas, and she knows she's going to take a shot, but, you know, does not keep her from trying to win battles in those spots, and that's why she's such a great leader.
He also got 2 assists from defender Ivana Bilic. She's now 4th on the all-time points for a defender with 35 career points, and she still has all of next year. How impressive is she?
Well, she's certainly a very, very special player. You know, like Shane likes to say, she's a once-in-a-lifetime defenseman. She does so many things so well. And when she's on her game, she really controls the game when she's on the ice. You know, not just from an offensive standpoint, but from a defensive standpoint. And I thought you saw that last night. She was jumping up and picking off passes coming out of the zone and keeping St. Cloud in the zone. And usually when she's on the ice, we don't have much trouble getting out of our zone. That's, again, just a tribute to her. But she's a special player.
I know you didn't have a chance to really watch the Beavers last year, but just from my experience this year, your team is so improved. They just play so well together. There's some great chemistry. And I don't know, from the beginning of the season, what have you seen out of this Beaver hockey team?
Well, what's impressed me the most is that they're really playing for each other, and I know I said that at the beginning, but it's continued all year long, and I think that's pretty unique because it's a lot of time you're spending together. Obviously every game night there's players in and out of the lineup, and sometimes situations arise it can cause conflict in the locker room, and that just has not happened this year. And again, I attribute that to the leadership. I attribute that to all the girls just buying into the team concept and playing for each other. And what's been so impressive is even the players that are not in the lineup, they're right there supporting their teammates. They're right there at the end of periods, and they're in the locker room between periods. And it's just one team. And whether you're in the lineup or not, it's one team. We've said all year long, if you can do that. And you combine that with just hard work and certainly there's some talented hockey players, and it doesn't matter who you play, you're always going to have a chance.
Your team got 3 points last night in league play. Didn't get much help from a few other teams in games last night. Pretty much out of your control, I guess, on that side of it, but you do have control over what happens tonight and the next few games. Is that all you're worried about right now?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We can't... we can do about those other series. All we can do is focus on what our game's at hand, and the only thing we're focused on right now is this game here at 4:07, and that's kind of been our approach all year long, and that's what we want to focus on is this game. It's an opportunity to get 3 more points in this league, and every point is so crucial, so valuable, and we want to continue pushing to get better so that we're playing our best hockey at the end of the year, and that's I really believe that that's what we're gonna continue to do, because I think this team can play better, and we still have a couple more weekends to improve.
Your team continues to make history, at least in the BSU record books, now at 15 wins, second best season in BSU program history. Brittany Mowat, 13 wins, now tied for all time in a single season for wins with Zuzana Tomchakova. It's just incredible watching how this team has been able to make history. Is that something that you've mentioned to the team? Do they even know what they're accomplishing?
You know what? I don't think so. You know, we haven't talked about it. Our one goal all year long has been try to get to be a top 4 team, and that was still a realistic going into this weekend. And even without getting any help last night, that's still there. I mean, we're not mathematically eliminated from being at home. So that's what they're trying to do. They realize that we've talked about we're going to need some help, but if we can keep playing good hockey, keep pushing ourselves to get better, then whether we wind up fourth, fifth, or sixth, we're going to feel good about our chances when we get into the playoffs.
Looking at your lines tonight, I see one change: Megan Leshenko in the lineup. Why'd you make that decision?
She's earned it. We've talked all the time about if players work hard in practice, they show us in practice that they deserve an opportunity to play, then we're going to try to get them in lineup. And I thought JP had an outstanding game yesterday. Certainly, and she's worked hard in practice as well. So it's just that right now is the one position that we felt we could make a change. Alex Bond is getting very, very close. We were just kind of waiting on a ruling on a redshirt issue that we kind of thought was going to go the way we heard today, which it did. So she's pushing hard to get in the lineup, so you may see her in the lineup very well, very soon as well.
I mentioned Brittany Mowat earlier. Is she going to get the start again today?
She is, yeah. I thought Britt was locked in all game yesterday. I thought, she had a really solid week of practice, and I thought that carried over into the game, and I expect she'll give us the same kind of performance tonight.
What's going to be a key to get a win and pick up a sweep?
Well, I think we really need to come out and have a good first 10 minutes for sure, just to show them that there's going to be no letdown from the Beavers, and that we're going to continue to play the way that we finished the game last night, those last two periods in particular. I just thought we just made good decisions with the puck, and we created a lot of opportunities by utilizing our speed and being smart with it, good puck management. So I want to see the more of the same, but I think it's really important that we have a good start. It would be awesome to put up a big old crooked number that first period, Kelly, but regardless, we just got to come out and play Beaver hockey and focus on that first 20 and go from there.
Good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you at the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.